Welcome, everyone, to Christ's Blessing on this 19th day of 2019. We've got a little bit of twinship going on here and a little special touch of harmony on the 19th of May, 2019. And we are here to receive the blessings of Christ. I am very glad to have everyone who showed up today, and I'm so glad that you just came in faith, even though I was not able to get a mailing sent out. I'm trying to get the computer up right now so I can at least let those who are sitting on the line wondering, is it or is it not happening, so they can maybe come on by the time we actually get to the blessing. I think that would be wonderful, because there are those who just really don't know for sure. Most of you know this has been going on every single Sunday since May? Well, 2010. This would be our 9th anniversary. Wow. Yeah. That had just kind of slipped my, where does time go? Oh my gosh. I remember what condition I was in when it started, because more than anyone else, I was really needing some blessings, and Yeshua showed up to do that. I was in intense pain preceding my first hip replacement, and he showed up on, it probably wasn't a Sunday, it was whatever morning. I was in so much pain I couldn't stand it. Anyway, he showed up and he said, would you like some help? And I said, do you need to ask? And he said, yes, I do. And that reminded me of what he said to the apostles, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be open. We forget about that. We think that God is just like any other parent. Well, don't you know? Don't you know that I need some new clothes? Don't you know that I need some food? Well, actually, one of the greatest gifts that our Heavenly Father gave us, and it may be the greatest gift, if you think about it, in relation to the rest of the universe, and that is personal sovereignty. The right to be who you are and make your own choices in life. To sit in your own space, determine your own desires and needs and goals. That's what sovereignty means. And to decide what you will do with your life. I mean, look at it by comparison. The trees really don't have sovereignty. They have life. And they're loved, and they know what love is, too, believe me. They know when they're loved. But they don't have sovereignty. They can't get up, uproot themselves and move over to the next lot. And if somebody needs to cut them down for firewood, there's not a thing that tree can do about it to stop it. Look at the little rabbits of the field. They don't have sovereignty over the coyotes that need food for their babies. It's all part of the food chain. And yet, God made us Lord of the food chain. He said, you are the stewards of the plant and animal kingdom. Care for it well. We're not doing a very good job of that, in my opinion. But it doesn't change the fact that he gave us sovereignty. And sovereignty over our own life. And this brings up a really, really important point, and that is we need to respect one another. We need to respect the rights of each other, the rights of others to create a life that fulfills their desires and their needs, and to make their own discoveries in life. You can offer your beliefs to another, but you can't tell them what to believe. They're going to believe it because they've discovered it and they hold it in their heart, and because they've actually had an experience. Okay, I finally got this up. If you'll give me just 1 minute, I'm going to get this, updated and sent off. I think it's really important because, you know, you're here out of faith and predictability. You know, I'm going to be here. But there's a lot of people that don't know that. So, I'm going to actually do this for May the 19th. Okay, it's done. And maybe that will make a difference for somebody. And thank you for your patience. I'm really sorry about that. But life has been extremely full, shall we say. I am grateful for all the experiences, grateful for all the support, and grateful for an opportunity to move forward in my life and this wonderful work that Yeshua called me to do. We have been under a great deal of survival pressure for the whole of this year, and it's taken up much of my time. And by the grace of God and your help and the generosity of so many people, I'm in great faith and believing that by the end of May, we will be sailing on smooth waters for the rest of my life and hopefully to leave behind a legacy. Okay, we are here. I'm back with you, and all is well. So, I'm going to ask for calls from our audience because this is how we warm up the room, and this is how I get to know what you need. This is how you get to ask for what you need and knock on that door. So, the queue is empty right now, but star 6 will get you started. Then press 1 and follow the prompt. I'll open your line so we can talk to each other and find out exactly what we need. Hi, Maura. I'm opening your line, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. I've had two dreams about you in the last couple of weeks where you have come to a location where there were other people and myself, and I don't know what you're saying, but I could tell you were giving us a message. Maybe my cells were picking it up, but last night I had a most beautiful dream, and that was of this gorgeous garden just filled with beautiful flowers. And I didn't know where I was or never seen this garden before, I didn't think. But when I woke up, and there was a plethora of beautiful pink flowers, just, and some of them were streaming. And when I woke up, I remembered the painting that the cliche that I got from you. And sure enough, I went and looked at it, and here is this beautiful garden with all the flowers.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
yes.
Following two dreams in 2 weeks, and then this one is the capital dream of all. I thought I should share that with you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. And there may be a prophecy in that because it looks like part of how we will make the future work, establish it more deeply, and expand it more is for me to return traveling to do seminars.
Oh, that would be so wonderful.
So it looks like, I mean, we may not, I don't have the energy or the wherewithal to do it continuously at first, but I know we're going to be planning a blessing seminar in the next few months. And then I do know I'm traveling to Austin the weekend of the 22nd of June. If you're in that area or want to come into that area, write me and I'll give you the details. And we will be planning more. and more seminars, because that's how we reach out, and that's how we're going to make everything work. So
that's wonderful. Well, and I have one request before I close.
Okay.
And that is that one of my sons is in kind of a, seems to be in a state of dementia or oncoming dementia. And I would like to have the blessings of the grace to handle this whole situation with more grace and with hopefulness instead of kind of discouragement, because it's been very difficult finding the
mm-hmm.
kind of services that he really needs. And so I'm on the search, and I'd appreciate blessing givers me a boost on that search.
Oh, absolutely. And Mara, you're in our webinar, right?
I am, and I love it. It's just
okay. Well, you're going to love it today, because it's got several messages in it that go directly toward your concern.
Oh,
so
that's
be
great.
On the call. Be sure and be on the call today.
Oh, I'm all set.
Okay, good deal. All right. Well, thanks, Mara, and our love is with you, always.
You too. All of you, always.
Okay. Susan, I'm going to open your line. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. You know, I did a foolish thing. I went out Mother's Day on Saturday night with my whole family, and before I left, my little two-year-old opened her mouth like a bird, and I bent down and gave her a kiss, and you know, I'm flirting with that. She's 2 and a half, and she's in nursery school. And sure enough, 3 days later, I get sick. And I said, you can't do this. You know, I got to be more careful. So I got sick, which is no big deal, but then it became congestion, and I have asthma. And this asthma has been, you know, a real pain in the neck. So,
mm-hmm.
and I'm getting ready to, on June 10th, to get, you know, cataract surgery. So I would just ask for a blessing for myself, and I'm always trying to cough and make it go away, and that only aggravates it. And
oh, sure.
Let it be, you know, just observe it, let it be. I'm working on
uh-huh.
that. And the other thing is, you know, things have been bothering me, you know, repeatedly, a certain situation for like 6 years, and I spoke with one of our group recently, and what came to me is that it couldn't be resolved. What I'm doing is just pray. First of all, I accept more that it's a deeper addiction than the always was comfortable with compulsive overeating. But this other thing probably has always been with me, but it scared me. And I think I transferred to the other one because it was safer, and even though, you know, it wasn't that manageable, it wasn't as unmanageable, whatever. In any event,
mm-hmm.
I've been dealing with the one that, you know, that was the biggest demon, and in a relationship with someone, and finally realized that, you know, this is something that's, you know, that I really can't handle, but I also I needed to reach the point where I could say, do no harm with regards to this person. And if you told me that 2 years ago, I heard it, but I couldn't do it because I just wasn't ready. And, you know, when they say, you know, it's simple and not easy, man, how true. I mean, I would just pull toward that and fall because I couldn't get to that point of readiness, and I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
And now, well, you know, this person who I spoke to recently said, lighten your, you know, give to God your load, so that it can be lightened, so that I can be free. And I really get the meaning of that, because I'm getting to the point where I'm so ready to say do no harm, you know, and focus on that alone. And I'm becoming free. My load is lightening, and I'm, you know, becoming lighter, and I'm becoming free. And it can't happen when I'm not fully ready for it. And that's
No.
You know?
It, well... Yes and no, but it really is true what you're saying. Sometimes we just have to get ourselves ready. But really what I want to say in response to that is sometimes the greatest form of love is letting go. When a relationship or a situation is not working, it is not a kindness to anyone to perpetuate it. And one of the ways we can do that is just to gradually release ourselves from it as we empower other things in our life that are more positive, so that we slowly displace the importance of that which is not serving a purpose with something that is truly beneficial and valuable. And sometimes it's a process that takes a little bit of time. Sometimes when we're suddenly ready, we can just cut the cord. But, you're right. It's a process. It's a process. But the important thing is to realize that we need to cultivate the most positive connections in our life, because it's from those that we will receive our blessings and our life and our livelihood. And all of the others are just really time wasters. Pardon me. And they're probably not even benefiting the other person as well. Most people are really, really careless about how they don't clean their closets. And I'm not just talking about bedroom closets.
Yeah, I know.
I'm talking about all the closets of our life.
Right. Exactly.
There's you're in our webinar, right?
Absolutely.
I know. Okay. You're going to love class today. You're going to love it. And I'm just going to save my response, because you're going to get exactly what you're asking for in our class today. And I'm going to move on, because you've got four more callers we've got to work in for the blessing. So, Eva, I see you're on.
Hi,
hello. Hello, hello.
Hi.
Hi. I would like to have ask a blessing for our granddaughter, Crystal.
Okay.
She just graduated with an engineering degree, and will be going into a new phase of life, along with her boyfriend, Isaac. Both of them graduated together, and it was kind of interesting because their names were both H's, and they happened to be able to sit together, which I thought was interesting. So they just graduated on Thursday, and so just a special blessing for their lives ahead.
You know, Eva, I am so glad you asked for a blessing for something positive. We overlook this. We think most of the time we ask for help on things that are not quite so groovy. But what about asking for acceleration on the things that are wonderful? Actually, you know, the best way to move hardship and evil out of your life is just to give it no room.
Yes.
You're so busy being happy and successful and doing your work. You know, the devil can't stand a busy workshop. So thank you for that, Eva. I really appreciate that. And yes, of course, our blessings are with both of them.
Thank you.
Okay, Jean Marie, I'm going to take your call. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. Hi, everyone. Hey, I just would like to ask a blessing for myself. I just felt this state of general malaise lately, and I think it's due to the fact that I'm just not sleeping well these days, whether it's the big fat flower moon up there helping. I'm not sure, but I just really, really, really really need sleep, because I don't know. You know how things get exacerbated.
Yeah.
Any little thing that is not quite right just gets into be a big old thing.
Oh yeah. Stress activates all the hormones that wake us up.
Yeah. And I'm just I just need some blessing about about really kind of rebalancing and regrouping and pulling my energies back in and, you know, getting self-nurturance. And also blessings for my sister Jan and my brother Dawson, who are both going through some real painful bodily things right now. It's like some serious sort of things, and for them too.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I lost you for a minute. Okay, yes. I have had them on our list for quite a while.
Good.
So I hope they will be getting more and more improvements, and for you too. Because
yeah,
I know
you.
It's all very stressful for you, and sometimes it's just the accumulated stress.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, my mind hasn't been in a real sweet place lately, and I don't like that. It's kind of not really my usual MO.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Kind of slipping down into the rabbit hole lately.
Oh,
and
yeah, I know how that goes.
Yeah. Anyway, thank
you
to you and the community. And
you are welcome. And always remember, you can choose happiness. You don't have to wait for it to come to you.
Absolutely. I understand that. Thank you so
much. I'm going to take blessings to you, Jean. Blessings.
Thank you.
I'm going to take Jerome's call. Your line is open, Jerome.
Oh, need some healing for some family members. Paul, Andrew, Amber, Joan, and little Vinny, who's in daycare, but light, compassion, love to yourself and Yeshua and everything else you're doing. I just thank you and I love you dearly for everything you're doing. So.
Oh, we love you too. And we just love hearing from your smiling voice.
Listen, we got something up here. It's snowing up here in northern Minnesota. It's snowing.
You're kidding.
We got snow. We got 2 inches of snow today.
Oh, my goodness. Here, almost on the threshold of June.
Yeah, that's right.
That is wild. Okay. Well, your environment just needed a little more purification. That's all.
That's it. We'll take it. But thank you for your purification, too. Love you.
Oh, you're welcome. And God bless you, dear.
God bless you, too.
Okay. Joni, I see you're here and you're on.
Thanks, Glenda. First blessing I want to ask for is just for the appreciation, protection of all the animals on the planet. The more I hear about or investigate people who are talking about, you know, environmental changes and this and that, the focus always is on humans and it's on Earth, but the animals seem to be not quite regarded as such at all. And in general, they always seem to be sort of the ones without the voice, the ones who are either used for human purposes and human egos. And they really seem to be kind of the least of us. And so I want to have them remembered as much as possible. And the other thing is I'm struggling with in my own ministry to find the best way for the highest and best good of all concerned for me to go out there and be able to minister to animals, to minister with people, increasing people's awareness and acceptance of them as they are, rather than anthropomorphizing them. So it's kind of that whole area.
Oh, that's so sweet, Joni. Yes, we will hold your thoughts in our blessing, and of course you hold them in your prayer as well.
Thank you.
And I'm right there with you. I mean, I love the animal kingdom. It's all so precious to me. You know, I even have, of course, they're all outside, but I have pet frogs and lizards that come to say hello when I walk out the door. And they puff up at me and like to say, hey, look how gorgeous I am today. Of course, I'll compliment them and say, oh, you never look better. But it really, we all share one stream of life, and it just takes many forms. But when any part of that stream of life is blessed, we all are blessed.
Yes.
So thank you for your thoughts and your words and your service, Joni. And I've got two more callers to take, and then we move into our blessing. We've got someone from area code 641, and you're on. Hi. Hello? You may need to unmute your phone. We can't hear you. Okay, well, maybe you decided not to talk, so I'm going to take a caller from area code 828, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is David, and I don't know where I live these days because I've been helping my mom in Atlanta after my dad passed away last fall, and that's turned into overtime. Been here for about 4 or 5 months, looking forward to get back to my life. But there are some people that are family and extended family I'm asking for blessings. My partner Janice lives in New Mexico, and her cousin or something, he's had the best Thanksgiving with that family. And he's such an old, lovable cuss, but he's been dealing with cancer for several years, had the brain cancer and everything. They just moved him into hospice this past week. So I'm asking that they have the support and the strength of family, Jerry, Tim, Cindy, and Frank to move whatever doors need to be opened or whatever healing needs to take place. And also for my uncle, Brooke, with interstitial lung disease, and his wife, Millie, and their family, because they're having to pull together for that. As for me, I'm just trying to, I feel like I'm in Groundhog Day, but I'm also optimistic. I'm really calling forth discernment, that the discernment is that I'm giving what I need to give, not too much, and that I'm able to move on and rejoin Janice when we can. And for her too, and she's been taking care of her mother in Florida off and on for the last year, so it's just, her name's Cynthia, my mom's name is Eleanor, so it's like a whole lot of family stuff just coming up, and
yeah.
I've just been trying to stay focused every day on what do I need to do now, what's my next best step to support here and to not lose track of where I am.
Okay. All right. And we just ask that joy be brought back into your heart. Because if we can rejoice and be joyful wherever we are, then that becomes the place to be. And we're moved on to the next place in which we find joy. So many, many blessings to you, David. And thanks for being on the call and letting us hear from you. I am proud of the responsibility you're taking and how many people you're helping and moving life forward, not just for yourself, but for others. It's a great thing to do. And so many people who come to these calls just touch my heart deeply because there's not even one of you who only asks for blessings for themselves. Every single one of you has somebody else in mind. And I think that's what brings my heart to joy being here is not just, is that everybody on the call is going to be blessed. Everybody on the call is going to be touched. But when I think about how many other people that blessing is going to touch, it really, really moves my heart to joy. And so it's such a pleasure for me to hear from all of you. And then to just surrender into the peace and the abundance of life that Yeshua has to offer us and the Holy Spirit and our Heavenly Creator. So let's just move into the blessing now. I would ask each one of you to just relax in your chair. Let go of all the cares of the world. Right now, they don't exist because they belong to the world. Even though they may be cares of the one you love the most, what joins you right now is just simply love. That's it. Not the cares, not the problems, not the worries, not the challenge, just the love, which will always be there. All the cares will eventually go away, one way or the other. They will all disappear. We're just asking that the challenges be solved beneficially and accelerated into resolution more quickly so that we can return to the joys of our hearts. But the best way to return to the joy of your heart is simply to choose it now. And if you choose it now, you will be resonant and harmonious with all that Yeshua is bringing in and through to you right now. So let us begin. You be relaxed and quiet. Make sure your legs and your arms are uncrossed and your head is relaxed and your attention has fallen into your heart where you can feel the intelligence of the heart and the depth of your love more purely and sweetly. I will stand, and I ask that the blessing giver stand with me. And I say, my welcome to Yeshua. We thank you, sweet brother, Lord of life, the one who has taught us and helped us and led us into the realization and toward the fulfillment of who we are. We ask right now that you be with us, that you be with every person on this call, and every person in their life, and every person who was asked for a blessing, that they may find the sweetness of their heart where problems are perfectly solved. Whether they're solved on this earth, or whether the solution is created in order to be perfected in another dimension. Let it be created, that it may be perfected, wherever and whenever that perfection can unfold. We ask your forgiveness for things that were not quite perfect. We ask your tolerance and your forgiveness for times when we've lost our faith or when we lost our direction. We thank you for receiving us back into your heart without judgment, unconditionally, just thrilled to have your arms around us and to be with us. We know that you are always there for us, and we give you thanks for that. We know that you are with those who are hurting and alone and feel lost, but we pray for them that they may recognize the comfort that you and the Holy Spirit are bringing to them so that they may step out of those conditions into a brighter light. Now we just surrender this day into all that we may receive right now, that we may become more of all that we are for now and evermore. Amen. Let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest and receive. Let the blessings pour through you, body, heart, and soul. Bye-bye for now, and I look forward to being with you next Sunday.